a game of Who Said It is not yet something we've done with listener participation. So we needed you, the listeners out there. Right now, we're all jammed up. You continue to call in at 617-779-7937. As Keith pointed out to me, that is very much not the contest line.
No.
That's just our regular
standard line that you normally would call.
Standard game show line is what we'll refer
that's
to this
it.
Now.
Yep.
But so, Keith, we have a game of Who Said It today?
Hello. Do you want to play a game?
I do want to play a game. A lot of contestants want to play a game. Yes, it is a Who Said It. And we know Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla says a lot of things, says a lot of strange things, right? Players think he's a little odd.
Yeah.
He's a strange bird, Joe Mazzulla, right?
Yeah, he can talk a little crazy from time to time, sure.
So in the spirit of the media day being yesterday and basketball season returning, we are doing Who Said It, Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla, or a famous serial killer?
I'm sorry, wait a minute.
So it's an either or. So we're going to, it's either Joe Mazzulla said it or a famous serial killer. This is one of those games that we may never play again, but it's at least what we're going to play right now. So I have a list of quotes here.
Okay, because
and let me tell you right now, some are head coach Joe Mazzulla, some are from a famous serial killer. So Jones, you will bring on a contestant, and then they will have to guess. And if they keep getting them right, they will stay on. If they get it wrong, they're out. Bragging rights on the line, and dare I say, a spot in the Jones and Keefe Hall of Fame.
Jones,
I don't want to speak for you.
No.
But I feel like that'd be a pretty nice honor.
Ring of Honor.
You're in the Ring
Arthur
of Honor.
Arthur Blank / Jones and Keefe Ring of Honor. We will induct you into Arthur Blank Jones and Keefe Ring of Honor is what we'll do.
This is Who Said It, Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla, NBA champion, or famous serial killer.
That should be pretty easy,
I would think so.
I mean, you would think the head coach of the Celtics
wouldn't sound
not
similar.
A serial killer, but may sound like a serial killer. You wouldn't think that.
Question mark? Who do we got first?
Let's start it off with John in New Hampshire. Hello, John. You ready to play Who Said It today?
Yes, sir. Let's do this. Let's make history.
All right, John. Excellent attitude. First quote. They look like they're dead, but they come back to life. How do you shift your mentality? End quote. Who said it?
Joe Mazzulla.
That's correct.
Wow!
Joe Mazzulla said that.
Okay, yeah. They look like they're dead, but they come back to life. How do you shift your mentality?
That is good stuff, John.
See,
you are locked in.
Sounds like a serial killer.
It sounds crazy. That's a crazy thing to say.
Sounds a bit certifiable. Interesting. Okay, John, you remain on the line here for our next question.
All right. Quote number two. The word defend is a very passive-aggressive term. You go back to the animal kingdom. Some of the strongest animals don't defend. They're the most aggressive, and they attack the most. End quote.
Ooh, serial killer.
No, sorry, that was head coach Joe Mazzulla.
Sorry,
you
John.
Go back to the animal kingdom where some of the strongest animals don't defend. They're the most aggressive, and they attack the most.
So shout out to that one was from the Locked On podcast. The one before was from Pardon My Take.
Yes.
Joe Mazzulla doing the round. But thank you very much for coming out, John.
Thank you for playing.
Yo, thank you.
Okay. It's a tough game out there, but that is how you play. Who said it? Coach Mazzulla or a famous serial killer?
So
who do we got next?
These aren't all Joe. I mean, it's two for two so far, Joe
so
Mazzulla.
Far, maybe they're all Twix.
Who's to say? They're just all Joe Mazzulla.
Maybe.
Quotes. It could be.
Maybe.
All right, find out who said it. You can dial us up 617-779-7937, just like Andy in Roslindale. Hello, Andy.
All right, Andy, welcome. The third one, quote, the fantasy that accompanies and generates the anticipation that precedes the crime is always more stimulating than the immediate aftermath of the crime itself. Who said it?
Serial killer.
You are correct.
Ah! Yep. Andy.
That was legendary serial killer.
Let me tell you, Andy
Ted
said
Bundy
that.
Said that.
He said
Ted
that a little
Bundy.
Too quickly for my taste.
He knows his quotes.
That's some serial killer knowledge right there.
Wow. He knows his killer quotes. Very good.
He's like, stop, you don't need to finish. I'm very aware of Ted Bundy and his entire catalog.
Going up and down the state of Florida, just killing people. All right. Next quote. Number four. We're all villains in someone's eyes. We're all villains in someone's eyes.
Serial killer.
No, sorry. That was head coach and NBA champion Joe Mazzulla.
We're all villains in someone's eyes.
Yep. There you go. Thanks for coming out, though, Andy. Appreciate that.
Audio proof, Andy. All right. Keep dialing us up. 617-779-7937. We're going to work through the winners and losers here.
That's right.
Jack is in Portsmouth. You're next up here on Who
Welcome,
Said It,
Jack.
Jones and Keith.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for calling in and being a part of this, being a part of history today. We are playing Who Said It?
Love the show.
Appreciate that. Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla or a famous serial killer. Here we go. Quote, We've all got the power in our hands to kill, but most people are afraid to use it. The ones who aren't afraid control life itself.
I gotta go serial killer on that one.
You are absolutely right. That is Richard Ramirez, a.k.a. the Night Stalker. Haunted the state of California for nearly a decade.
Wow.
All right, very good. Let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next
one. That would have been scary if it was Joe Mazzulla.
That would have been terrifying.
That would have been...
I was going to say, that would have been something.
Would have been on brand, yeah.
People are thinking their cars, though. They're like, maybe that was.
That could be.
There's a chance that could have been Joe Mazzulla.
Actually, yeah.
All right, next quote. If the blue meanies are going to get me, they'd better get off their asses and do something. Who said it?
Joe Mazzulla.
Sorry, that would be the Zodiac Killer. That was the Zodiac Killer said that.
Son of a gun, Jack.
Jack, for coming out.
Jack, thank you. Good try.
You know what's funny is everybody's gotten the first one right, second one wrong.
That's a good point.
So far.
The Blue Meanies. That was Joe Mazzulla famously the New York Knicks.
The Blue Meanies.
That's how he refers to...
Get off their asses.
The Knicks, yes.
Yeah, that was the Zodiac Killer. All right, coming in. Now, who do we got next, Joe? Let's bring another contestant
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got somebody else on here.
Al in Rhode Island, hello.
All right, Al.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You ready to play Who Said It, Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla, or a famous serial killer?
Let's do it.
Okay. Quote, people are going to say the target is on your back, but I hope it's right on your forehead, right in between our eyes. I hope I can see the red dot.
Joe Mazzulla.
Absolutely correct.
People are going to say the target's on our back, but I hope it's right in our forehead in between our eyes. I hope I can see the red dot.
That was from the Locked On podcast, right? John Corrales?
Yes, John Corrales doing great work getting the psychotic comments.
Yeah. He's got a few of them. All right, Al, very good. Let's get to the next one. Here we go. Quote, one of the things in most submissions is you do want to find a comfort level because there usually is a way out. You just can't see the way out because of the stress that you're under, because of the panic you're under. Your breathing skyrockets and you don't even notice the exit strategy because you're in a disadvantaged situation. Who said it?
What do you think, Al?
Joe Mazzulla.
All right, Al. Very good.
Hey, you know, it's a little dark, but like one of the things in most submissions is you do want to find a comfort level because there usually is a way out. You just can't see the way out because of the stress that you're under or because of the panic that you're under. So like your breathing skyrockets and you don't even notice the exit strategy because you're in a disadvantaged situation.
Sounds serial killer-ish.
It does. Yeah. All right, we have a couple more quotes. Wow. Al, nice job. Let's get to the next one. Here we go. Quote, when this monster entered my brain, I will never know, but it is here to stay. How does one cure himself? I can't stop it. The monster goes on and hurts me as well as society. Maybe you can stop him. I can't.
Serial killer.
Whoa! Way to go. That was Dennis Rader, the BTK. Known famously,
what does that stand for?
Bind, torture, kill. Yeah, he was a bad guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's a real bad guy. Not to bring everybody down, but this is the game we're playing. All right, finally, and Al, this is winner take all spot in the Jones and Keefe Ring of Honor. Quote, in this hole lives the wicked king. In this hole lives the wicked king.
Joe Mazzulla.
No. Sadly, Al, that was the son of Sam, David Berkowitz. Hey, great stuff, Al. I think you are the winner.
Okay.
You got the most right. I think we got to give it to Al. You got the most right.
Al, anything you'd like to say to all the people out there? I think you're the winner today on Jones and Keefe, the original Who Said It, Joe Mazzulla, or a serial killer. Anything you'd like to say to the people of Austin out there?
I just love you guys, love this show, and I listen all the time.
Oh, that couldn't have worked out any better.
What a sign-off.
Thanks, Al.
I just like
that's how you play, folks.
I mean, Al did a great job. I just like that he thinks the Celtics head coach, maybe after a loss like Game 4 against Dallas,
in this hole lives the wicked king. And the dog told me to do it.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
That's pretty good stuff, though.
Can you read me a couple of the real Joe Mazzulla quotes again? Or can we play a couple of them?
Yeah, we're all villains and someone,
whatever. These are real,
Nick's got them.
Real Joe Mazzulla quotes.
Yeah.
They're insane.
Yeah, they are.
They look like they're dead, but they come back to life. How do you shift your mentality?
I imagine.
Yeah.
We're all villains in someone's eyes.
These are words uttered by some very bad people.
Yeah, for sure.
Not that Joe Mazzulla's a bad person, just he talks a little crazy from time to time.
I like how in the whole contest, there was only one that the person didn't have to think. Everybody else was like, I don't know, could be either one.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, the guy,
kind of smoked the Ted Bundy one. I think he may have seen the Ted Bundy files or whatever.
The one guy was very well informed, a little too well informed.
Yep.
On Ted Bundy.
Keep our eyes on that guy.
So, wow.
People are going to say the target's on our back, but I hope it's right in our forehead in between our eyes. I hope I can see the red dot.
So he's won me over, though. I should point this out.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Mazzulla, 2 years ago, I was at the front of the line being like, he doesn't know substitutions. He doesn't know timeouts. He doesn't like, the guy's a mess, and they're winning in spite of him. Completely won me over. I know he's like obsessed with the 3-point shot, but so is the entire league. And it's funny, this last playoff run, it seemed like nationally people started to catch on to how strange he is.
Yeah.
Anytime I walk down North End, I'm like, say your prayers.
We could have used that one too. That's really good.
That's how you're. Now we're using some of our for the next game.
Yeah, seriously.
Now we're using some of our inventory.
No, but like he has become like I am a fan, and I love that. Like he is the Celtics coach, and everybody around the league looks at this guy. They're like, "What is he thinking? Like, what is he saying?"
It's absolute proof that you can win, and it doesn't matter. You can talk like a serial killer and win. God, we don't care. Yeah, we actually kind of like it.
Joe Mazzulla is an absolute sicko.
When he got on my radar right off the rip, his first year, the first week or two coaching, do you remember him, the way he chewed his gum?
Yes.
It was, diabolical.
I was on the night after that game. I had two takeaways. Number one, this guy's never heard of even thinking of calling a timeout.
No.
And number two, he
chews gum like a lunatic. He's the son of Sam of gum chewers.
He chews gum like you would wish upon no one else. His poor dentist. 617-779-7937. Our buddy JP in North Providence has thoughts on history here on Jones and Keefe. Yes, JP?
Jones, Keefe, I did want to try the contest. Just one quick suggestion. Next time you run it, serial killer Joe Mazzulla or Adam Jones.
So let me tell you.
Some Jones quotes in there.
JP, the text line said maybe this was you as well. Jones being a proven psychopath, are there any of these quotes directly from him?
That's also a good
point. Not a bad game. Jones or a serial killer?
I don't know.
I shudder to think of what I've said in the past.
We could cook some. We got plenty of material. We could go back and listen to some of it. But yeah, no, Mazzulla, you're right. It's the perfect example. Like, you win.
No one cares.
Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, he's our guy. Yeah, he's a little odd.
He's the worst coach ever.
He's not the worst coach ever. There was a time people didn't like him. I agreed with a lot of the criticisms in year one. But it doesn't mean he can't get better. He got better.
What about him taping his mouth shut when he sleeps?
That's a crazy thing. But apparently it's supposed to be good for your breathing,
right?
No.
I actually now...
That's scary.
I know people in my personal life, like friends of mine, who do this.
Who do that?
It's for sleep apnea, yeah.
But like, what if your nose gets clogged?
You know what I say to cat? Tough, I snore. That's what I say. I'm not taping my mouth shut. I'm sorry.
That's why we bought a couch.
Yeah, exactly.
The mouth shut.
Sorry, I snore. You got to deal with that. There's plenty of things I didn't realize I signed up for when I started dating you, marrying you. This is one you got to deal with. I am not taping my mouth shut when I sleep. Sorry.
Yeah, that is... He's got a few things, but he also stopped the gum. I mean, we started talking about the gum. He like got rid of the gum.
A little self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
He should have leaned in on it.
But he also...
I would have respected him right from the jump if he was like, just more gum.
What was the...
Just big league chew. There's big league chew on the sideline, just jamming it in there, packing a lipper.
What was the thing that... I think it was Sam Hauser told people. Oh, he's like, Joe Mazzulla shows the team clips of like whales and hyenas.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
like, that's like a predator.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he shows them like animal highlights. Like in a basketball
just
practice.
Ripping apart a gazelle.
So you see what they're doing there? See how they're working together?
You see how they're on the kill? The lion killed that, but you see how they're all in there feasting?
Joe,
Sam Hauser, that's you in garbage type.
Those hyenas need that to live. Otherwise, they're going to die.
Right.
Apply that to basketball.
Yeah. Right.
But if you win?
Peyton Pritchard, that's you in garbage time. Go out there. You're a hyena on the kill is what you are.
It's
feasting
perfect.
On the dead carcass.
Because if they lose in the first round, you're like, and this psycho had him watching hyena videos. Instead, they win the title. It's like, how great is
More
that?
More hyena
whale tape.
Okay. All right, so we got...
That's how you play.
That's first game show in Jones and Keefe history, I feel like.
There's no fouls in the war. You either die or you don't.
That's Sam Hauser.
Oh, that's Sam Hauser. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Probably what Mazzulla told him. There's no fouls in the war. You either die or you don't.
Son of Sam Hauser. Maybe it's a new game, Keefe.